into my life. I wanna thank you, girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. On this President's Day, President Trump's supporters say he's doing a great job. But in places like Tampa, his critics are protesting what they say is an overreach by his cost cutter, Elon Musk. Demonstrators are also out on the National Mall in Washington.
Hundreds of people gathered on a cold President's Day for what they called a Not My President rally. They made clear their displeasure with the man leading the non-governmental Department of Government Efficiency.
No one voted for Elon Musk.
The protesters demanded Congress stand up to the president.
Hey, Congress, roll us by!
They said many members of Congress are letting Trump just do what he wants.
We are here to make sure that those in the building in front of you know that we hold them to their oaths, which so many have broken.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The cuts include many at the FAA, which regulates air traffic and staffs air traffic control towers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The scale of the cuts remains unclear, but they appear to number in the hundreds. A union representing 11,000 workers at FAA and the Department of Defense believes hundreds of its employees were fired last week. Those dismissed were workers with fewer than 2 years of service and are thus still in what amounts to a trial period.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is asking residents to move slowly as they try to bounce back from this weekend's deadly storms.
We've already lost 11 people, 11 children of God whose families are mourning. We don't want to lose one more. So let's just make sure we're consistently telling our people out there, take it easy while you're doing it. It's one foot in front of the other. It's a lot of damage. It's going to take some time.
Winter storm warnings are up for areas like Great Falls, Montana in the northern plains. It's 2 below 0 there right now and headed for a low of minus 13 tonight. North Texas is about to get the same treatment. Governor Greg Abbott.
There will be widespread freezing across almost the entire state of Texas and even temperatures down to near 0 degrees.
As the U.S. and Russia prepare to talk about ending the war in Ukraine, Denmark's prime minister has just said that Russia is threatening all of Europe now.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron had a 20-minute phone call with President Trump ahead of today's Paris summit on Ukraine. Macron's office wouldn't confirm what was said, but European leaders are meeting to hammer out a way forward, furious that President Trump arranged talks with Russia that exclude them and Ukraine.
No activity on Wall Street today. The markets are closed for President's Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An electrical or mechanical issue in a basement workshop is believed to have started that house fire in Racine last night. There is significant damage to a home on Monroe Avenue. Firefighters were called at around 8 last night. Everyone inside, including pets, were outside when the fire trucks first pulled up. The National Weather Service has the cold weather alert running through tomorrow, with temperatures approaching 25 below with the wind chill. Warming centers are running in most communities, and you can find one close to you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There's a community session Thursday regarding the Racine fire referendum question. The city of Racine is looking for an extra $1.5 million for fire services, with a community session scheduled to discuss the ask for more money. The session Thursday at the Bryant Community Center is hosted by the Racine Professional Firefighters Union. The spring primary will be a cold one. An election takes place tomorrow with polls open from 7 to 8. It features a statewide contest for state superintendent of public instruction. In Kenosha, voters will decide on a significant school district referendum and a school board election. Racine has their school referendum in April. You can read all about what Racine Unified is asking for at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better, and that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come, and you know, it starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tons of sunshine, but frigid cold. High temperatures today only reach the single digits, and with the winds feisty, it's really making us feel 20 degrees colder. A few flurries could be seen this afternoon and tonight. Another cold weather advisory goes into effect. We're to be feeling anywhere from 15 to 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love on WRJN. Speaking of the Beatles, it was on this date, February 17th, 2000, John Lennon's Steinway piano, on which he composed Imagine, went on display at the Beatles Story Museum in Liverpool. The piano was set to be auctioned off on the internet later that year. It fetched about $1.7 million.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Tells me I better get in line. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life, I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life, I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, we've teamed up with Racine County Eye with our news departments, and I want to tell you about something that Racine County Eye has going on March 1st and 2nd. It's at Memorial Hall. It's the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. There's going to be remodeling experts there, energy efficiency experts, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It all happens Saturday, March 1st, and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. $10 at the door will get you in. WRJN is going to be there. We'll have some live broadcasts, so you can stop by and say hi. More information is available at RacineCountyEye.com.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
The Badgers.
Beats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Play.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that's
Presley on WRJN. This date, 1960. Elvis Presley won his first gold record for his second studio album called Elvis. It spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Top Pop Albums chart, making him the first recording artist to have both albums go straight to number one in the same year.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you.
W-R-J-N.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is a high above 30 in the forecast, but it's not until Sunday. It won't be this cold until then. The National Weather Service has the cold weather alert running through tomorrow, with temperatures approaching 25 below with the wind chill. Warming centers are running in most communities, and you can find one close to you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. An electrical or mechanical issue in a basement workshop is believed to have started that house fire in Racine last night. There is significant damage to a home on Monroe Avenue. Firefighters were called at around 8 last night. They got there to see heavy smoke coming from a basement. Everyone inside, including pets, were outside when the fire trucks first pulled up. Freezing temperatures caused a slippery situation, with city crews called in to salt the roads. The spring primary will take place on a day with temperatures below zero. Tomorrow is an election day in Wisconsin, with more on the line in Kenosha than in Racine at this point. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked for an extra $23 million a year in a referendum, and there are five people running for two spaces on the KUSD board. A statewide contest is on the ballot for the state superintendent of public instruction. It's incumbent Jill Underley against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. The top two vote-getters will go on to the April 1st general. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow. Find out more about your ballot and where to vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tons of sunshine, but frigid cold. High temperatures today only reach the single digits, and with the winds feisty, it's really making us feel 20 degrees colder. A few flurries could be seen this afternoon, and tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect. We're going to be feeling anywhere from 15 to 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Sweet, oh yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We want to say happy 65th birthday to Little Debbie. More than 150 billion Little Debbie snack cakes have been sold since the brand was introduced in 1960. Now, you may know that Little Debbie is often pictured on the products. She was a real little girl. She was the granddaughter of O.D. and Ruth McKee, the founders of McKee Foods, a family bakery.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. Try my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, come tomorrow. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
Scott!
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. And Don's show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear some of those interviews in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com. Click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. Made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we want to welcome Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday between 9 and 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews with some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Where do you find that? DanMarcusWaxMuseum.com. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. For 98 years, we've been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park News.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, it brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul. You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Change, change, change.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news out of Toronto, where there's been a plane crash at Lester Pearson International Airport. Airport officials say it was a Delta Connection flight, number 4819, a commuter jet landing after a flight from Minneapolis. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The plane appears to be upside down. The wings and tail ripped off. The nose landing gear still in place. People are being taken off the airplane. Medical crews have responded.
Airport officials say everybody has been accounted for, and a flight attendants union says no fatalities. One report says as many as eight people were hurt. We're waiting further details on this developing story from Toronto. Donald Trump's cost cutters continue to send layoff notices to government workers. There have been President's Day protests about it around the country.
On this President's Day, the 50-51 movement is holding No King's Day protests in cities like Tampa, Florida.
The people need to speak. They need to be out in the streets. A lot of them are afraid.
Afraid for good reason, she says.
Because we're seeing the authoritarian tendencies of both Trump and Musk.
And this man says it's spelled out in the Constitution.
It says if the government's wrong, it's our duty to change it.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
With Kentucky trying to recover from the torrential rain and flooding over this past weekend, Governor Andy Beshear is asking people to move cautiously as they clean up. He's also saying be ready for the next storm.
I am worried about the snow coming right on top, and that's why it's really important in these